This week, an avalanche buried a resort hotel in Italy. Tornadoes destroyed towns in Georgia and Florida and Alabama. Mudslides crushed homes in Southern California after monster rainstorms. A train flipped over onto an adjoining one in India, and a bus full of kids hit a barrier in Europe and burst into flames, killing most of the passengers. Fire, pestilence, and mayhem. Fear and loathing. And, of course, Trump. It was a week of disasters, catastrophes, and portents of things to come. If I were of a biblical sort, I might sacrifice a firstborn. The omens seemed so fraught with terror. But an old friend sent me words of hope, a message of optimism, a life preserver for these turbulent seas boiling with foul toxins. It said, "We shall overcome." I'm receiving too many emails of despair. My old man is still sending bogus news about the Obamas. The folks who put Trump in office won't let go of their bogeyman. The Clintons have a secret plan to get back into power. The lying press won't recognize alternative facts. We're still arguing if the inauguration wasn't the biggest one in the history of the universe. As if anyone but the man with the biggest ego in the universe cares. As if any of us care. We shall overcome, is what I think. The world will keep spinning on its little axis. The Syrian war will spill more blood. The Middle East won't have peace in my lifetime. The immigrants from the South will keep on coming, wall or no wall. The Russians have a new best buddy. The rich will get richer and the poor can eat cake. Jobs are going to the robots. Privacy is a joke. There are more channels than ever before on cable TV. So what's changed? I'm pruning my 26 fruit trees. The firewood needs to be hauled in from this winter's downfall. Taxes are due. Our health insurance is about to expire. Same as when Nixon resigned. Same as when Reagan came in threatening to shrink government. Same as when Clinton cut back welfare. Same as Bush when he invaded Iraq looking for those pesky weapons of mass destruction. Same as Obama fighting on with drones. Same as the Yahoo we got now bringing back coal jobs. Same as always. We shall overcome. Yes, indeed, we surely shall. Meanwhile, I got trees that need some serious pruning.